All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, this is another episode of the Government Coins Podcast. And y'all, today is a very special day. Typically, we usually will do cities, counties, some federal government agencies, but today we have the University of Florida on the podcast. I'm super excited to get into this conversation. We haven't talked much about doing business with colleges, university, school systems. So this is a first episode around doing business with the University of Florida. And today I am joined by DeJuan Courtney. So thank you so much for joining today. How are you doing? What's been going on? Let's talk.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. Always welcome the opportunity to talk about what we're doing at the University of Florida. We have a number of initiatives. I won't jump the gun, but I'm extremely excited about just how intentional we are about engaging our small and diverse business community. So I'm looking forward to talking about it today.
Oh, and I'm excited to hear about it. I know I got people tuned in. Like, this is something that's such a big deal, especially with a school of the caliber as University of Florida. That's such a big deal. I mean, here in Florida, we have our rivalries. I'm not gonna bring that up during this episode,
I'm
but
used to it.
It's such a huge opportunity to be able to do business with you all. And just before we tap into that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and also, maybe how you got into this space or anything? Can you tell us about you?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Miami. So when I made my way to the big city of Gainesville, it was actually a transition. I came up here, I graduated with my undergrad in economics. Shortly after that, I worked in local government, did some stuff in healthcare, went on the entrepreneur journey as a personal trainer, and made my way back to Gainesville, where I started in the procurement department and eventually the current department that I'm in right now, but in a different capacity. And when you have that conversation about how did you get into supplier diversity, it wasn't something I initially knew I wanted to do. I just know that I'm a person who's intrinsically motivated. So being tied to something that I believed in was very important. And so I remember, like it was yesterday, I was scheduled to have a meeting with a firm and I was gathering information and I noticed that there was this genuine excitement about helping the firm learn how to connect with the institution. And at first I didn't pay attention to it, but eventually I was like, wow, I could see myself doing this long term. And it wasn't long while in that capacity of a marketing and communication specialist, I began looking up just different ideas because at some point I saw myself potentially leading a department in this capacity. And so, in taking notes, I transitioned on to coordinate the City of Gainesville Small Business Program. And when the opportunity presented itself to lead UF's program, I came in with all of these ideas, and it was a great way for me to have the experience I had that I was able to implement new ideas and address some of those missed opportunities. So I can generally say that I love what I do and I'm so fortunate to be able to do it.
Something that you kind of hit on, and I feel like we need to have a little bit more information about it. So you started at the city of Gainesville and transitioned to the university. How was that process?
So when I graduated college, I was an analyst with the City of Gainesville, so a completely different department. Didn't really have at that time, young, fresh out of college, didn't really have insight as far as like what I wanted to do. And it's interesting. I remember having a conversation with a friend, and I said, I wish I kind of explored things that spoke about who I am as a person, as a professional, because I probably would have beelined to this a lot quicker. But everything happens for a reason, and so for me to come full circle and starting at the city at a certain point, going to UF, going back to the city to come back to UF, it has been a great transition and actually have a great working relationship with the City of Gainesville. I have to say, overall, with many of the agencies in the City of Gainesville, we are just doing phenomenal things and always figuring out ways how we could leverage one another's strengths and help to build those areas where one area may not be as strong in. So,
I love that. And just being able to, piggyback off of those programs. Now, let's talk about your role. So, your role at the University of Florida, what is that?
So as the Director of Small Business and Supplier Diversity, I oversee how the institution engages its small and diverse business community.
Hi.
From a technical space, and I'll talk to that and I'll speak more of the outreach later, is for example, many of our units, they may receive federal funds. And so anytime a department receives over $750,000 worth of funds, They have to complete a small business subcontracting plan. So in that capacity, they would reach out to my office and say, hey, you know, either how do we complete this? Do you have access to firms that we could potentially utilize so that we can share some of this funding with them in order to meet these federal goals? So that's one aspect. And the other aspect is that I am to identify, establish, and develop relationships as to how we can help our small business owners be successful in working with the institution. So I lead in those initiatives. I identify programming that can, as I would like to say, increases transparency, increase access to opportunities, remove those barriers, and really just show how the institution wants to work with small businesses. So I lead in those efforts. And many times, whether the stakeholders are UF departments, or our community business leaders, or local, state, federal partners, I'm always identifying ways as to how we can just continue this relationship with the idea of just servicing our small business community.
And when we talk about small business programs, can you share a little bit more about UF's small business program?
Yes, and hopefully I don't run out of time. So with our small business program, I like to lead that we are intentional in helping our small business owners get connected. So I know while under my tenure, I started in this capacity 2021, began developing a number of tools and resources to help small businesses. So I'll park with, let's start with the tools. We have a small business listing program where small business owners can market themselves for free to the many UF departments. We have a feedback tool. I value feedback. I understand as a program administrator, I may not always be privy to all of the challenges, but I want to hear from our small business owners as far as, okay, what do you need help with? How can we be a better resource? What are some of the challenges? Because that way I know how I need to move internally to make sure small business owners have access to working with UF. We have an opportunity portal that I developed. So the concept with this is that I wanted a centralized location for our small business owners to be able to identify different opportunities on campus. So it's centralized with procurement, contracting, subcontracting, and also just general opportunities on campus. Now, it is not comprehensive, but it's a great starting point because, for example, there's a link to our procurement department if they're looking at bid opportunities. If there are caterers, there's a link as to how you can get on a UF approved caterers list. And maybe you're in the construction industry because we do a lot of construction on campus. There are subcontracting opportunities with our prime contractors. And now for our initiatives, we have a number of programming to get our small business owners engaged with navigating, learning how to navigate working at UF and also leveraging programs to get connected to the decision makers. So we have our Doing Business with UF workshop series where we invite our UF departments out and they provide an overview about who they are. And as a small business owner, you can connect directly with that respective decision maker. We also have our mentor-protege program. This is a year-long program where with the two key objectives of pairing our mentors and proteges together, I've also developed an established curriculum that explains in detail the many different areas across campus and also how they can be developed as a small business owner. And I would say one of the changes I've made with this is that we have had record applicants. In the past, we roughly had about like 15. This year, we have roughly about 28, and actually there's an additional 8 where we don't have mentors, but I've admitted them so that at least they can be a part of the curriculum. So there's that intentionality of still allowing them to network with the other cohort, hear from the different decision makers, even though we may not have the capacity and pairing them up with a mentor. We also have our upcoming Small Business Opportunity Fair that is scheduled for April 24th. It's a great way for small business owners to market themselves to the UF departments. That's definitely on our website. And once we get to the end, I'm gonna direct everyone so they can see everything that they need to know about what we're doing. And then we also have our Gainesville Supply Diversity Exchange. That's where we're partnering with the state of Florida. So the Department of Management Services Office of Supply Diversity, they bring a number of government buyers and we partner with them by hosting this event and giving you all direct access to these government buyers in addition to connecting with the University of Florida. And the last one is our Emerging Small Business Program. So this program was just as an institution being intentional about working with our local small business community. So as you can imagine, Alachua County and the counties that's touching it is much smaller than you would imagine, like, you know, the Tampas or the Orlandos and Jacksonville's. So we wanted to be intentional about, okay, with this program, we want to develop those firms that are within these smaller areas. And so With the Emerging Small Business Program, there are two areas. We have our construction services and we also have our landscaping services. So overall, with our small business program, I'm fortunate that we have the support of leadership. We have the support of many of my colleagues who are like, hey, whatever you need for me to do, you just make it happen. And so through this collaboration, we're just trying to produce things and more so opportunities to help get our small business owners connected. So we're excited about working with small businesses, and I'm sure there's a lot of work that can be done with working with you all. So
now, first thing is that mentor protege program. That is mm-hmm. like at a university level, that's absolutely amazing. I guess mm-hmm. the next question would be, how often do you run that program and how can mm-hmm. businesses participate?
Great question. So that is a year-long program. It actually officially started January of this year. We did the kickoff reception, but the educational curriculum, that will start February. I was actually thinking we're still in February. I'm sorry. I'm thinking we're still in January, but we're in February. And each month we'll have a monthly module comprised of different topics. So that component is where I'm still admitting firms. So let's say you're interested in learning about working at the university. You'll be willing to either, you know, commute here, or maybe you're already here and in Gainesville. We have a monthly module where we have different topics. And actually, I have the curriculum. I'll be more than happy to share that once we get off the call. That way people can get an idea of what can be expected. And so with the facilitators, it's comprised of UF departments, community and business leaders, as well as our local, state, and federal partners. While my focus is to help businesses be successful at UF, I also leverage the relationships that we have with other agencies and putting them in contact with them as well. So I don't try to keep all the small business owners to myself. I really try to help them get connected because it also supports their development. And also in this space, we're not territorial. So we really try to figure out how we can leverage, okay, I do this well, but you know what? You're an agency who has a lot more strength in this area. So let me just shift the small business owners over to them. And so with the Mentor Protege program, it runs from January and graduation is in December. So our curriculum months will be from February up until November, and then we do the graduation and we start it again at the beginning of each year. So we've already closed the door for the mentor protege pairings for the 2024 program, but I am open to admitting firms who want to attend the curriculum. And then for the 2025 cohort, we'll start advertising in the fall sometime.
Got it. And the curriculum is in person only.
Yes. Yes. So we have not opened it up to virtual. Mainly, I'm a little old school. You know, I want it to be a segment where, or an opportunity for the firms to have a safe space where they can really ask questions about, you know, what's going on at UF. And also, okay, these are some of my challenges. I'm doing this, but this isn't working. And oftentimes with the virtual component, while it does afford a lot of flexibility, I value the firms being in one space where they can connect and just leverage that relationship building. So we may call for it, you know, in the future, but for right now, it's just in person.
Okay, look, we're gonna hold you to that now. But also in the midst of this, we talk about doing business with UF. You have that mentor protege program, but I also see on the website that there's a workshop series for. Is this broken into different departments for basically every month that's already scheduled out?
Yes, so that's our Doing Business with UF workshop series. I like to call that the in-person supplier resource guide. And I'm going to talk about the supplier resource guide and I'm going to go back to that because I actually skipped over that. So the supplier resource guide, at UF, we have a decentralized procurement process. So more than 600 units make their own decisions. While that is a lot of opportunity, it can be it can be so overwhelming. And so with the supplier resource guide, we allow our UF departments to register on our website and simply they're inputting their name, their contact information, the products and services that they procure. That way you as a small business owner can make an informed decision about if you want to work with that respective department and you can contact them directly. We are a liaison. We are not the gatekeepers. That way we're removing barriers, increasing access. And so with the Doing Business with UF workshop series, it is an in-person workshop, but also there's a virtual component. So it's really hybrid. But right. Most of the facilitators of the UF departments come in person. That way, when we have small business owners in person, they can ask questions. The general structure for that is that we'll start maybe about 10, 15 minutes prior to the official start time so that firms can do an introduction. So our facilitators are already there. We allow everyone in the room to give their introduction, because the key decision maker is the one that we really want them to be able to connect to, and also for them to be able to follow up with a respective small business owner. Then that respective UF department will provide the information. And then towards the end, if there are questions, they can do that. So it's really being intentional about that engagement and allowing them to connect directly with the person who's going to make the decisions. Oftentimes, agency may have this centralized through one particular department. We're just here to give you the information so that you can know how to approach, how to engage the different UF departments. So that's now, the one.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Now, you mentioned that there are 600 units that have the ability to make their own purchases. What is the difference between a unit and a department?
So unit is more of a, I would say it's a more applicable term, but to be honest, I think all of us at UF, we kind of do department, unit, program. And I chose the word unit because it varies across the different capacities, but I wanted to give everyone in some sort of insight as to how the decision maker within that respective area can be considered this own little individual unit, and it doesn't have to be centralized through procurement within regards to a certain quote level. So sometimes we will, as a UF department, say we are a unit, we are a division, we are a department. You see how I just interchanged all those?
So it works within it. Okay.
It does.
What's going on? But 600 is still insane. Like, considering most cities and counties have probably 20 departments, 600 at a university, that's okay. Yeah. We're going to get to that part. We're going to get to the money. But I want to really talk more about these small business programs, because you have so many opportunities on this website. Would you like to show us the navigation piece of it?
Yes, ma'am. Cool. I'm going to go ahead and share
it's a lot, like so much information, and it's very well organized and easy to tap into. That's how I ran into this doing business with UF workshop series.
Yeah.
And like I said, y'all, every month they have something on here. If you are listening to this on Instagram, the website to go to is sbsd.admin.ufl.edu. You go to that website to kind of take a look at it and follow us along. If you're listening to this on YouTube, the link is actually already in the chat. Y'all know how we do it.
So before I start, I actually have to recognize, so we have a business affairs technical services team where they manage all of the websites within the business affairs unit. And they are so vital to what we do and being able to get this information out. Because as I mentioned, with small business owners, having access to information that directly leads to opportunity is always a challenge. And so they've come up with just so many different ways as to how we can just be a better support system to our small business owners. So I doubt anyone from our business affairs technical services team is listening, but you guys are the real MVP. So I have to just give them that little shout out. So this is a tab that we recently created, and I wanted it to be as intuitive as possible. And also, again, to try to centralize all the information that our small business owners would need to know about. So getting started here, it explains just how to do business with the institution. I won't read it verbatim, but pretty much in becoming a supplier at UF, what that means, you first establish a working relationship with the UF department, and then you complete the supplier application. And with establishing that working relationship, it simply means that you have identified a UF department that is saying, we want to do business with you. Because then once you complete the supplier application, you will then reference that UF department. Some people are like, I'm not going to follow that. I'm going to do what I want to do. Unfortunately, your application will be denied. Because what happens internally within our supplier relations team is that they follow up with that respective department just to make sure. And then assuming that, you know, they get the approval, that's when they approve your application. And the only reason that they've shifted in this direction is because we had a database full of small business owners that weren't being used. And I know some small business owners feel like, well, it'll give me an advantage, but completing a supplier application and actually getting it approved only takes about 2 to 3 days. So it's not a huge advantage. Actually, it can be a bit cumbersome if we have all these suppliers that's not being used. But generally, that is how we operate at the institution. And when it comes to visiting units, we discourage Just showing up, we strongly encourage that you contact first and that you schedule an appointment. That way is you're being respectful of their time. This right here, and you know, I won't go into too much detail unless you want me to, but I'm gonna just kind of highlight because it is a bit extensive. This page would showcase how we recognize the different small businesses, which we recognize businesses according to the Florida statutes and also federal designations. We have one criteria that's according to UF, which is the Emerging Small Business criteria, but that ties directly into our Emerging Small Business program. This is a supplier resource guide. I'm going to just click on this really quickly just to give you an idea. For example, we have the Whitney Lab that's located in St. Augustine. They went on here, they listed out all of the things that they purchased. And when you click on see details, it gives you all of the key information to where you don't need to contact our office for anything. You have their contact person, the phone number, and even the email. That way you can follow up with them directly. And that was the intent of it, is that we don't want you all to have to follow up with us, but only if you need us to help you transition to another phase that may be a bit more challenging. The small business listing form. So I'm actually going to go to the UF Departments tab to show you the small business listing. And we strategically have it here because we want our UF departments to go take a look at all of the different small business owners that are interested in marketing themselves. So yes, you will see some firms that are located out of the state. And while we prioritize Florida-based firms, we are a leading research institution. So we work with all small business owners. And so I actually want to give you all an idea of the capabilities. And one firm I thought did a really good job, and they're actually a graduate of our protege firm. Our mentor protege program is One Day Came. And so completing this small business listing form, it has key information, but they were also able to upload their capability statement, which is a business resume. And it gives them an opportunity to give as much information to the UF departments about making an informed decision with them. So whether you're a firm that has a link for your portfolio, for your Facebook page, maybe you have brochures you want to hand out, something that speaks to the caliber of services of what you provide within your firm, this tool gives you the capability to do that. And so there, I'm not exactly sure of the number of megabytes, but I say go to the max. I would say rather the system tell you no than to be shy, just put as much information as you can. That way the UF departments will be willing to follow up because they have enough information.
This resource has me in the chokehold right now. So imagine this, like just for anyone listening to it, there's this supplier resource guide on their website. Remember we talked about those 600 units. Now, some of those 600 units end up going on the website, inputting the information. We always ask, would a government buy, or well, not even a government, will a university buy the products or services that I'm selling? And right here, they're telling you what they're buying. Don't
go on
that resource guide. Please.
Yes.
Please, don't run. Don't hurt. Hurry up.
And I will also add that our goal is for it to be comprehensive, but we're building. Of course, it's not all 600 units, but we are building, and they know that it's here and they're coming slowly but surely, but it's a great starting tool. Next, we have the subcontracting opportunity form. So this is a form that really our prime contractors complete. It's actually stating team up with UF because our primes are saying, hey, we have these subcontracting opportunities for you all. And that is actually centralized in our opportunity portal. So when I said earlier about a centralized location of bid, subcontracting, and procurement opportunities, this is all of what's happening across UF. So officially, with our procurement page, it is the official bid page for the institution. So you will go there for there. Current projects that's happening in the construction industry, I'm sorry, with the construction on campus, you can go here. UF approved caterer, if you're a food truck and you're looking at servicing the University of Florida, this is definitely something where you want to take a look at to get on that list. And really getting on that list is just as long as you have certain licensing, everything will be spelled out in detail there. So this is where the subcontracting opportunities fall in. And I'm actually going to click on this just to kind of show you what's happening on campus. So our primes will go in, and when I say primes, I mean those construction firms who are directly working with the institution and they're not going through another agency, they complete this. So that ensures accuracy. It also removes that middleman. They list out all of the services. If this is something that you can do, whether it's all or some, great way to get connected when they need the information by, the instructions, who's a contact within that particular company, and also the additional information. So even you as a small business owner, you're kind of wondering, but you're not quite sure. Everything that you need to know is here. Whether you need to follow up with that particular firm, or you need to look at the specs to see if you actually have the capability to perform this work. So what this does, increases access to working with UF. It allows you to build up a network and also, you know, maybe able to expand your capabilities and doing work with a larger partner. And the last one right here is for UF department opportunity. So while we're building up our small business listing, understand it's not as comprehensive. And also we do encourage our UF departments to visit the state directory right here, but maybe there's something a little more technical that the UF departments are looking for. They can list that out as well. So we're just trying to cover it from all angles. We're promoting this tool to get the word out to our UF departments. But again, we are being intentional about connecting with our many different stakeholders and just trying to figure out how we can streamline things. And the last thing was our supplier feedback form. So that's it for the suppliers tab as far as the different resources and the initiatives. All of that can be found here, and I won't dive too much into it, but all of these will spell out ways that you can engage UF as well as many of our different partners.
Yeah, definitely. Those supplier resources are absolutely amazing. You spoke a little bit about the certification piece, and I wanted mm-hmm. to circle back with that. So UF doesn't have a certification, a small business certification. What they do is they accept certifications from federal governments and some local agencies. Approved, certified, perfect. Let's get okay.
Mm-hmm. So presently, it is not a requirement for small business owners to be certified at the agency, at the University of Florida. And the only reason one of the key reasons I would say I'm not making it a requirement is because we don't have the resources in place to help our firms get certified. There are a number of small business owners who are working with UF, and to make it a requirement will really create an additional barrier. So I am in communication with many of these agencies, many of our partners, definitely local, to start like a certification series or maybe try to centralize information similar to what we have right here on our page to encourage firms to become certified in anticipation of it being a requirement and working with the institution. So again, it is not a requirement for you to be certified. However, I strongly encourage it. Not only does it better position you in working with different higher education institutions, but even other agencies in a different space, whether on the state or federal level.
Nice. Very nice. And so I want to go ahead and hit into some other pieces of this, because we want to talk about procurement. We want to talk about the money, right?
Yes.
So with those 600 units, that number is just mm-hmm. ingrained into my brain right now.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. can we talk a little bit about the budget and how the budget process works, because it is a decentralized process now? What does that look like?
So when it comes there isn't a budget for the use of small and diverse businesses at UF. However, again, like our UF units can make their own decisions about working with small businesses. For example, within my department, I am intentional about using only small business owners to whether, you know, with catering our mentor protege workshops and only utilizing our local small businesses, to even with some of our multimedia services, working with some of our past protege participants, I'm intentional in that capacity. And I'm certain across the institution, there are a number of other units that are saying we want to be intentional with this autonomy that we have with making our own purchasing decisions. Now, as far as the procurement process, our quote levels have actually changed. So up until about $10,000, a quote is not required. It is encouraged, but it is not required. So if a department is saying they want to spend $8,000 with your firm, they can do that if they have the resources. Now, from $10,000 up until a penny short of $150,000. So $150,000, at that point, that's when it needs to go to a public bid solicitation process. But a penny short of that, three quotes are required. So if a department has the resources and they're saying they want to spend $100,000 with your firm, they are required to get two other quotes in addition to quote from your company, and they can move that forward. So that quote level was actually increased as recent as December. And what that does, it further increases the opportunity for small business owners to work with the institution. Because on average, from what I've seen, the quote level or the threshold is roughly about like 30, 40,000. And even before, we were at 70, well, a penny short of $75,000. But now we're at $149,999. So there is opportunities to work at the institution. And I see you want to talk. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. Okay. So $149,000.
A
That
penny
is
short of
only one quote.
150,000.
That's only one quote.
No, oh, you'll need three. So
Oh.
let's say we want to spend $115,000 with your firm. We will need a quote from you and a quote from two other firms that provide a similar, services or products of what you're providing. And then we can go ahead and move forward, assuming that we have the resources within our particular department.
Got it. Okay, so the up to 10,000 is the no quote. That's
The no
the like.
quote, correct. That one's where it's encouraged, but really, that's we're not gonna you're not gonna get procurement on your radar like, hey, you spent $7,000. No. Which and I understand, like, with the bid threshold, we are a huge institution. We have a presence throughout the entire state through our IFAS units. And so that does increase the level of autonomy with the different units and being able to make certain decisions because as a leading research institution, research and science, technology, all that stuff is expensive. So increasing that threshold is just, again, it increases opportunity for firms to engage UF. So.
Nice. I love that. And that was my next question. When we talk about money, I always ask the threshold question because I feel like it's key information for small businesses to understand where can I get in, right?
Yes.
Am I this type of business or this type of business? And just figuring that aspect of it out. Now, the other part of that is because they have the ability to make these decisions themselves, what would you say would be the best way to identify if which department is the best department for you to work with?
Oh man, I love that question. I definitely encourage small business owners interested in working with UF who have never worked with UF or maybe if they've worked with UF in the past to engage our department because we really try to give strategic insight as to how to navigate the institution. Because for example, oftentimes small business owners only look at the operations, but we're a higher education institution, so we have faculty. We also have student organizations who have roughly about $1 million of buying power. Don't quote me on that, but they have a large buying power, our student organizations, because oftentimes student government has certain funds allotted to help student organizations to host their different events. So I want our small business owners to think broadly. Okay, the first thing that comes to mind are t-shirts. While t-shirts may be a great way for you to connect that higher education institution, think about the other 100 firms who are also t-shirt owners. So at that point, I encourage them, identify how you can set yourself apart. What are some of the upcoming events? Maybe we have annual events we do all the time, like Gator Growl, Homecoming, something tailored. Okay, we know we have some of our leading academic units. Maybe you've identified a particular award that they take pride in and that they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on. That's a way for you to strategically market your services or your products to that particular unit. Okay, so don't try to do the mass email and the catch-all because you're gonna catch none. I promise you, it's gonna be a delete. Okay, and then I try to be candid in this space because I want you all to be successful and I want the firms, not the firms, but the UF departments to want to work with our small business owners because they are being intentional rather than trying to be broad and general. So I generally encourage first thing. We are a public institution. Go to our website. Just about whatever you're looking for. Maybe you specialize in animal caricatures. I don't know. Type in animal units on campus and go down the list of the different departments. Figure out what their programming are. Let's say, even within the academic units, faculty members. So let me park here for a moment. So let's say we have the 600 units. That one unit, let's say it has maybe about 10 different faculty members. Faculty members, they are working on different research, different programming, different projects. So that is, if you have 10 faculty members, so that is 10 additional decision makers within that one unit. Okay. If they're working on a project and they're saying, we're looking to create this groundbreaking discovery, And maybe four other firms are, that's again another opportunity for you to work with different decision makers. So just think broadly in that sense and not try to centralize everything. I would say stop being lazy. Don't send out the mass emails. I'm probably the biggest support on campus for our small business owners. And with the mass emails, no. Okay. Put a little work in, explore the public facing information, and I'm sure it'll give you a lot of traction and insight as far as what's happening. Not to mention, you'll know what's going on and you can show up to most of these events. So I can say that our UF units want to work with small business owners. They're always welcoming and excited about just the idea of doing it. So don't feel as if you're being a nuisance in reaching out to the different units. Make sure your information is strategic. Put yourself in the role of that UF department and customize your responses and how you want to engage them. So.
Got it. And I love what you mentioned about centering it around something that's coming up. Like when it comes down to universities, governments, all of these organizations, things stay the same like clockwork, right?
Yes. Yes.
Holidays,
yes.
They don't change.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So that's where we're going. That's
exactly
where you're going.
It. Okay. Uh-huh. And so again, when you just at least take about 10, 15 minutes to go on the website to figure out, let's talk about the particular units. They're working on the same program. Like, for example, within our department, every year we're going to do the annual Small Business Opportunity Fair. Every year we're going to do this event that if a unit or a small business owner were to reach out and say, hey, I see that you all do this all the time. I have a couple of ideas. I think this can be a benefit. I don't want to have to figure out all that. I'm like, oh, wow, I never thought about that. And I encourage small business owners, come with the level of ingenuity. Oftentimes, departments don't know they need you. You have to kind of broaden their scope as far as why they should be working with you. That means you've done your homework. And most likely, if you can do all of the thinking for them, why wouldn't they just want you to take the lead in doing that? One thing I forgot to mention about increasing opportunity to work with UF. So P-Card. So as a UF department, we have our purchasing card. In order for us to work with you as a P-Card, you don't even have to complete a supplier application. So if you want to provide a service to my department, and now the threshold for P-Card is about $2,000. So maybe you just want to get your foot in the door and provide a service, and it's $1,500. On average, we can swipe the card, no supplier application is needed. However, if it is roughly about $5,000 or more, that's when a purchase order is required. But again, just exploring different opportunities as to how a UF department can work with you. I would also note, because I don't want to forget this, as a certified small business, when you register with UF, you are then going to be paid net 10. So within 10 days of you submitting your invoice with the certification now, with some sort of small or minority certification, you will get paid within 10 days. So that's another reason why I do encourage firms to, you know, be certified. But nonetheless, if not, it will fall on the 30-day period of being paid as a supplier.
Wow. Okay. So it goes from net 30 to net 10. And that is, I've only ever heard of net 14. Like, I look from 90 to 45 to 30.
With that certification as a small business owner. Yes.
That's crazy. Okay. All right. Listen, we are on it today. And I honestly meant to ask about P-Card. So to hear that those are, like you mentioned, up to $2,000, are there any restrictions to P-Card purchases? Like, is it something that you can have a subscription monthly or something like that? Okay.
No, that's a good question. So it really depends on what's allowed with that particular card. Like, for example, my department, we do make food purchases because of our different events. So with the P-Card unit, they input a certain type of restriction depending on what's allowed with your card. So if that particular UF unit can procure those particular services, it shouldn't be an issue. If it's like office supplies or something that is business purpose related, it shouldn't be an issue at all. And even with the threshold, even though the threshold is generally about 2000, if they need to get an increase, they can also do that. But the P-Card team normally sets the threshold at about like 2000. We'll just have to call in to get some form of exception. But more importantly, a supplier application is not needed to receive payment by P-Card.
Okay. And that's another question. I've had someone ask me this question before in terms of being able to accept P-cards. Is there anything that a business needs to have in order to accept P cards? Like, can you
So
just
P
use
card,
Stripe or anything?
yeah. So P card, and I'm my apologies for just using the brief. It's our procurement card, or really our credit card. So if you accept credit card, then you should be good to go.
I know y'all heard that. Listen, all you have to do is just be able to accept a few credit cards. Now, I do have one final question, and it is focused around what type of information would you, or what's your parting wisdom you would like to leave with small businesses? And while she's thinking about this, if you have questions, go ahead and drop them in
Yes.
the chat right now. We're talking about doing business with the University of Florida. If anyone missed out on the topic, and listen, go ahead and drop them in the chat because she's getting ready to kind of wrap it up right now.
The first thing that comes to mind is engage my department. I am intentional as a program administrator, director, leader, and making sure that you all have all the information on what you need to be successful at UF. There is nothing by chance that we've created. Again, intentionality and figuring out how we can better support your efforts in working with UF. Because also with our tools and our initiatives, is there to connect you to the decision makers to kind of give you a jump start that as you learn how to navigate working at UF, it just becomes easier. Because my intent, and this may be a little too candid, is that I want you to step on my shoulder so that you can get further connected to UF. So once you've established a relationship with the UF department, I would want you to go on and be great. And at some point, come back and let me know how things are working out for you. But the intent is that we want to make things easier for you in getting connected with UF, but also want to make sure that you are informed and that you are prepared to work with the institution. Because on the flip side, UF just may not be the best customer for every small business. You know, it is something great to aspire to. There are some units that are great to work with, but then in other times, it just may be a challenge. And so you have to. Again, I want you to be able to make an informed decision about if you want to make UF your customer, but I definitely want you to engage our department, schedule a meeting, understand what this department does, how we can assist you, and also how to work and do business with the University of Florida, as well as many of our other partners. So that's the parting wisdom I would say to make things easy.
And one piece that you also mentioned, before when we had a previous conversation is about your team and how everyone on the team is empowered to be able to
Yes.
do this work. Let's talk about that because I'm so sorry I forgot to add that in. And how can
No
we, or how
problem.
can a small business get in contact with your team?
So the best way, and this may seem interesting, but I actually discourage people from emailing me directly because I want the more important thing is I want to get them on my calendar. And oftentimes I'm kind of sifting through emails, and I'm not saying that people aren't important, but the key thing is that once you're on my calendar, you're good to go, I'm gonna show up, and we're gonna make things happen. And so I'm gonna answer the latter part. As far as getting in contact with our office, I would suggest you email our main email address because it will go to my entire team, including myself, and that is sbsd at admin dot UFL.edu. And it's similar to our website, but that goes to my entire team. And what was mentioned earlier, I empower my team because it is not a centralized decision making when it comes to my department. Of course, there are certain things regarding logistics that I make the decisions on, but as far as helping small business owners, my team is equipped to do that. And so I empower them when it comes to making certain decisions or identifying opportunities or figuring out what's happening across campus. We are working together because all of us have our respective and important role to make sure that we're better able to service the entire small business community. So in that aspect, I greatly appreciate my team, Desiree Wallace, she's a program assistant, Jasmine Randall, program coordinator. Listen, I tell anyone like, nope, we Three Musketeers, Charlie's Angels, however you want to call it.
Love
Because
it.
I understand how all of us doing our role makes this successful. And especially when it comes to the scheduling and logistics, I know Desiree is like my backbone and just making sure everything gets on my calendar. She even follows up with me, is like, oh, don't forget this, don't forget that. And so an understanding and respecting the value that my team brings is definitely something that I know I couldn't do it if I didn't have them in position. So I empower them and I get on top of, like, listen, make decisions. We're going to come together. We're going to make this thing work. So, yes.
I know that's right. It sounds like a great work environment. Let's put it
yeah,
that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. And I'll say this. I do believe in with when it comes in, and not to digress too much, that, you know, when you have a team that enjoys what they do, the creativity, the ingenuity, ideas on how we can accomplish our mission, it's easy for them to come, well, what about this? Or what do you think about this? Because everything can't be centralized through me. So yes.
Mm-hmm. One person, you run yourself ragged doing that.
Yes.
Definitely. So we really appreciate it. We haven't had, well, let me check before I say.
Okay.
So we haven't had any additional questions because they're just like, let's go. Like people are excited. Like the information as you were going through the actual mm-hmm. website as well, you know, mm-hmm. it was really exciting to see like the feedback as well. So people were okay. like, thank you for the information. This was so great. This was so great. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see how the people are going to respond from this opportunity, realizing how to do business with universities compared to, you know, our previous conversations about cities and counties and other government agencies.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a lot of similarities. However, it feels like y'all just got a little more wiggle room going on up there.
So I would say that. And so when you think about the different industries, whether it's a government, higher education, corporate, there's always the positives and the challenges that come with it. And I would say in working in a higher education space, at the University of Florida, and I'm just so fortunate to have some room of autonomy. I do have parameters that I need to work within, but nonetheless, I have some autonomy and flexibility to building all of these collaborative relationships that I definitely leverage and I see the fruit from it. It's truly a blessing to be able to be in this role and do what I love and just have the support. And it was something else I was going to mention. It'll probably come to me in the next few minutes, but yeah.
after we hang up,
I know. I'll be like, that's what I meant to mention. So, but it's fine.
Yeah, I was talking about the difference. And I know you definitely see it too, coming from a city to a university as well. Mm-hmm. Having more, like you said, those parameters. And one other thing is, you mentioned that you operate in a decentralized manner. Mm-hmm. And most of the agencies that we've had on the podcast have had like centralized procurement, but mm-hmm. the conversation was still the same. Identify the departments who mm-hmm. need the products or services that yep. you provide. Mm-hmm. I guess the difference would be they would work with your team and then go to that department as mm-hmm. opposed to, you know, marketing to that department, but still having to go through procurement as a whole.
Right.
So I
think correct.
That's the only other difference. And I'm really just trying to dive through this right now, like as we go through it. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Okay. That's the only other difference that I kind of see, I would say.
Yeah. It varies. No, you are correct. And it does. There's some overlap and some differences depending on agencies, but for the most part, how you described it is correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining the podcast. You know, this is not the end of our conversations.
Yes.
I look forward to talking to you soon. And I really, really appreciate it. You joining the podcast today. Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation. And please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We definitely want to work with you all.
All right. So until the next time, y'all, do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our channel. Share this video. Listen, this has been such an informative video and just understanding how to do business with the University of Florida, but just universities in general, understanding the importance and the components of doing business with different agencies and organizations. Listen, this was a good one. Tap in, share this with someone, and I will see y'all in the next episode of the Government Coins Podcast. All right.